Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Today on the program, we have some surprises. We're having a Monday movie review that doesn't include Human. Human, are you jealous?
I'm curious to see how it's executed.
Your friends have friend hopped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I don't care about that. I just want to see how... Well, here's the thing. This movie is doing some amazing things in the box office. It deserves to be recognized. I just hope these two guys will be able to pull it.
So, the movie is A Quiet Place. This is a movie...
And I hate horror movies.
Yeah, Vinny and I have talked about this a few
times.
Still
has 95% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, like, I'm into scary movies. As much as I'm always like, ooh, I do love that feeling. I know you like a good scary movie, Vinny. This one looks really good. And Tommy and Rudy were both here on Thursday for your birthday roast and got to talking and decided they were going to go see the movie. And they said, can we come in and do a movie review of it? And the answer is yes. They're going to be here at 9:15 today.
I like scary movies. I watched Up again over the weekend, which has nothing to do with the scary movies, but... Man, that movie might be one of the best movies of all times.
Oh, it's great.
It is so good. And I forgot all about Kevin and Doug and all the, you remember the squirrel part or whatever.
Sure.
But, it's so good. It's so really good. And I forgot the wife's name is Ellie.
Oh, that's right. Squirrel. Mm.
Oh, got it. The whole thing, it was so great. And there I am crying just like I've never seen the thing.
You cry in the first 5 minutes of that movie,
God.
Too.
Just oh, like, and then oh, he sits God. Back down with the book, and she'd gotten into it, and he hadn't even known that she'd written him a note.
Did the kid...
God, I'm crying over here.
My heart's being torn out.
Did your kid cry this time?
No. It's terrible.
She'd look over at you and like, see if you're crying?
No. She gets into stuff. She'll just, check it. She's not bothering with Dad. And thank goodness, because Dad's over there going, ay, ay, ay,
Do you guys sit right next to each other on the couch, or are you on the other side of the room?
No, we... Yeah.
How's that work?
Well, no, we sit next to each other.
Anyway, today, Rudy and Tommy are going to be in at 9:15. Their movie will not be as good as Up, I'm sure. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Actually, you know what I saw over the weekend is the trailer for the new Incredibles. Mm. It looks great.
Does it?
Yeah. It looks great. I don't know if that's my favorite Pixar movie, because every time we talk about a Pixar movie, I'm like, oh, I think that one's my favorite.
Oh, it's got to be Up.
But it's not Up. It's
Up is the best.
Well, yours is Up. But mine is either... I love Monsters, Inc. I always think about that movie. I love Toy Story 2. I loved Ratatouille. I loved WALL-E.
I'm Toy Story all the way.
Yeah. But I actually think The Incredibles, that's the one I think about all the time. I love that movie. So anyway, they're doing another one. The thing looks great. Any sponsor here? No. All right. So I'm going to start with Dancing with the Stars. People do love this show. 26 seasons later, people care who's on it. And
right. Vinny, your mom's still watching it?
Probably, yeah.
My mom watches it too. Yeah. She calls me and gives me reviews.
I know so many people who are totally into it. I mean, I've tried. I watched, I think, the first couple seasons just like, you know, I felt like I had to. But I just, it's not for me. So the full cast was announced. It was confirmed on Good Morning America. It's an all-athlete season.
Oh,
so
right.
They did a lot of, there are just, you know, kind of random athletes, and then there's a lot of Olympians. Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon is going to be on. Notre Dame basketball star Arike Ogunbowale is going to be on there. And I think there was a, her deal, she needed special permission because NCAA rules forbid athletes from making money off their likenesses. So they're saying because she can compete on the show because she is, that's totally unrelated to her basketball stuff, but she can't participate. Let me see if I can find the exact thing.
She can't, they can't use her picture for any of the
for
promos.
Any of the commercials or, or promos.
Oh.
So stupid. It's the dumbest rule ever. I don't even know why that's a rule.
Well, it's because to keep the kids from making any money and to make sure that, you know, just the NC, just the,
like
the organization
make
makes
so
all the
corrupt.
Money.
It's so beyond corrupt. It's unbelievable how corrupt that business is.
Olympic loser Chris Madsdzer, M-A-Z-D-Z-E-R, Madsdzer,
I like it.
Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson, she was big this year. Former Olympic softball player Jenny Finch Deigel, former baseball player Johnny Damon, Washington Redskins I shouldn't have said that. Damn it, Washington NHL and NFL player Josh Norman.
You know, I like give yourself a break.
Yeah,
what
I know.
They're called, and it's
I don't like to say it.
I got you, but
former NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Olympic figure skating Mireille. Or possibly Mirai Nagasu.
Boy, somebody's going to have to pull that duty, huh? Like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the you know, what is he? He's got to be 60-something, yeah. And he's over 7 feet tall.
Right. Let me see who he's dancing with. Lindsay Arnold. I don't know. You know what? Do I know any of these dancers?
Oh, shoot. He's 71.
Oh, boy. Also... and they say she's already a huge pain in the ass. Although this is, I don't know, it's just one of those gossip sites that's saying this. Tonya Harding is going to be competing as well. That's, you know, the running joke, of course, is going to be, you know, is she going to club Kareem's knee to get to the end? So Tonya Harding is probably, she's right up there with the bigger stars on this, just from a, you know, infamy.
Kareem is not someone I think they'll be going after. He knew karate. Like, Kareem was in a Bruce Lee movie way back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go for him. The guys with giant feet, they're never going to make it. He'll get himself out.
Yeah.
They're going to go after someone, you know.
And he's 71. I mean, hopefully he's maintained some, you know.
Wasn't he in a Bruce Lee movie?
Us.
Yeah, Game of Death. Yeah.
Oh, Game of Death.
Yeah, the one with the, where Bruce Lee has the yellow jumpsuit on, the black stripes.
That's the one they copied for Kill Bill. When Quentin Tarantino made that, he was thinking of that Bruce Lee.
That's funny that because I was like, as you started to describe it, I thought in my head, doesn't matter what you say. I'm not going to know anything about any Bruce Lee movie.
Quentin Tarantino is always thinking about films he saw growing up, and that movie was a huge influence for him.
I think Game of Death, I think Bruce Lee passed away during like the edits for it or something like that, so they had to finish it off after he passed.
Well, I love Kill Bill are two, I guess they're two movies, two of my favorite movies of all time, so maybe I should go back and watch those, or maybe not. This is interesting. We talk a lot about like the Kardashians and how much money they make off of their social media and every post is worth 10 grand or whatever it is. This chick, Bella Thorne, she's an actress. She is she's only 20. She was a Disney girl. And isn't Bella Thorne the one we watched the video shoot for her? There was like a photo shoot and she was sort of like leaning with her butt in the air on a fireplace. Am I thinking of the right person?
I don't know. I remember the shot and the butt, but I don't know. Remember the name.
Mm.
Wow. The septum ring. That's the septum, right?
Don't forget. She used to date Scott Disick.
Right.
And she was like, I can't keep up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she also did a Charlie Puth.
She did Charlie Puth?
Yeah. Hmm. What do you think about
good
that?
Good for her.
I know a few girls who do the little dot
mm-hmm.
on the side. Dot. It looks good.
That looks like she's a bull waiting to be let out into the ring.
That's a tough one to pull off, even as gorgeous as she is.
It looks like boogers. She's 20. She's known primarily for Disney Channel stuff. She did a few movies like The Duff and Boo, Madea Halloween. But listen, you don't need a... You don't, if you can just get a social media career, you're all set. Thanks to Instagram, and they're saying here, and a general lack of modesty, she rakes it in. She gets $65,000 per Instagram post.
Yay.
And for a story post or a Snapchat post, she gets between $10,000 and $20,000. And of course, I'm sure she's talking about sponsored posts here. She says, Instagram is 100% a job to me. I started out at 18 with literally $200 in my bank account, and I bought my house a year and a half later. That's all from social media. I was raised to think social media is everything. She currently has her own show on Freeform. It's called Famous in Love. Anyway, there you go. She calls it a job, and at $65,000 a post, that's a pretty good job.
She has 17 million followers.
17 how many?
17 million.
Wow.
Jesus.
But
so that's a ton.
I mean, when you look at like Selena Gomez and Kim Kardashian, it's way, they have, you know, five times the amount.
It doesn't matter. 17 million is so damn many. I mean, we're in the low five digits. Like, this chick is in the high seven figures.
Her average post seems to get about 400,000 likes.
Well, we're not good, particularly good looking. I mean, I think you're a beautiful lady, but
I think you're very handsome. You don't, maybe we should get naked more on our.
I was going to say you don't nearly show enough skin for the millions.
If I just started like putting up cleavage, Uzi, you could get some serious.
This is how much cleavage and nakedness she shows.
Yeah,
she's naked.
She's fully naked.
Oh, she is a stick figure.
Oh, I like them skinny. Bella Thorne for the win.
All right,
nudity for the win. Death in Threes. Here we go. Actor R. Lee Ermey died of complications from pneumonia yesterday at the age of 74. He was a Marine Corps drill sergeant who went on to play one in Full Metal Jacket.
He's excellent.
He also did the voice of Sarge in the Toy Story movies. He was in, I guess he was a warden in SpongeBob SquarePants.
He did another series on TV too that where he continued sort of that type of character.
I'm seeing Tales from the Crypt. He played a sheriff.
He played Dr. House's father on House, and that is the only TV credit they're listing here, other than the SpongeBob thing. Yeah,
I see X-Files as well.
Director Milos Forman died Friday at the age of 88. His family said it was a short illness. No specific cause of death was listed. He won Academy Awards for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus.
Hey, yeah, that's what I know him for.
He also was nominated for The People versus Larry Flint. He did Man on the Moon, Hair, The Fireman's Ball. So he passed away. And then Art Bell, who, if you're in radio, this guy was like a late night conspiracy theorist.
Oh, he died. I used to listen to him all the time.
I did too. You know, I listened to him because I got into radio and like somehow snuck into mornings without even knowing how anything worked. And they, you know, that didn't last because the person didn't want to do mornings and I didn't know how. And they were all, you're going to do nights and you're going to learn how everything works.
Right.
And that guy every night would scare the living you know what out of you with his conspiracy theories and his alien stories. And he had a...
Coast to Coast was the name of his show.
That's it.
Syndicated show.
He used to do this show on New Year's Eve, where he'd have people call in and predict what was going to happen the following year.
Oh.
It was really fascinating.
He died
smoked a lot of cigarettes.
He was 72.
That was clear.
Yeah, his family hasn't said what he died of.
72 is pretty good. I mean,
yeah, it's not bad.
But cigarettes was his thing, for sure. So I don't know if that's why he died. But
well, it's like you say, too. I think we were talking about this last Friday. Like, there's the people who smoke and drink their whole lives, and they're just fine. Then there's the people with the holes in their throats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you just never know. You're rolling the dice if you decide you're going to smoke. Don't do it, kids. Honestly, it's hideous. You'll be its bitch. If you don't ever want to be anybody's bitch, don't get hooked on nicotine. Anyway, so Art Bell, there's our three deaths.
It's fitting that he dies on Friday the 13th.
The 13th. Of course. Oh. Is he really dead? Let's question it.
Or they waited. Kept him on ice.
Oh. To announce it on Friday the 13th.
I just want to confirm with you that Bella Thorne, she is that chick, the half-naked chick in front of the fireplace.
That was a good...
Here's the video.
That was a good photo shoot.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, she's wearing, like, no clothes.
Very pleasant.
She's got, like, one of those garter belt things on. And
she does this really cool move. It's like...
She sort of gives it a little... Skills. Gives it a little shake.
Sarah.
Yes, dear?
The question to you is...
There it is.
Oh, boy. Have you ever put on an outfit like that before you did some guy?
No.
I've never boned a girl in an outfit like that either.
Yeah, that's a fancy outfit. Like, it's the full... Oh, you show Yuzi.
Yuzi's gonna be like, police.
Yuzi, I'm sure.
Take a look, Yuzi. Can you see
it's
there?
The thigh highs with the garter belts going up to the, or the garter straps going up to the garter belts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've boned a girl wearing that stuff?
Yes.
Or absolutely, you've worn that?
Absolutely, I've worn that stuff. I used to have a trunk full of stuff. Hey, you know that song?
Where's that trunk now?
You know, I really don't know. Which scares me.
When you get married.
Charlie Puth's song Attention is about Bella Thorne. I remember hearing that. 619 is telling us.
What
that.
Song?
You just want attention. You don't want my heart.
Bella.
Bitch.
We love those girls, though.
Well,
I've had a few of those
interest.
Walk through my life where I'm just like, I'm not even going to try. You are so working me. Over. I'm not even going to try.
All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
Shark attacks make the news.
Oh, great.
Also, you were at Coachella over the weekend, so we'll debrief on that.
Yes, I was. Oh, my God, it was amazing. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shell. Today on the show, let's see, at 8 o'clock, we have Fandango tickets to see The Avengers Infinity Wars. You heard me. And then this week, we want to send you to Hawaii.
This is huge.
This is a big deal. So we're calling it the Spring Fling to Hawaii. It's a four-night stay at the Fairmont Orchid and a $1,200 airfare allowance. So lots of chances to win. Let's see. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Mm-hmm. We'll get people in the
Any
running
truth
for
that. To the rumor that we will be escorting as a morning show the lucky winners of the trip to... Any truth to that rumor?
I've not heard that rumor.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
I wish there was some truth
Such
to that rumor.
Such a bummer, Vinny. Let's keep asking.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway. Any truth to the rumor that...
Well, not right now.
Oh. All right.
Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. Love that Bay Club.
What's not to love?
Bay Club's all over the Bay Area. You can look them up.
Yep.
Go so give it a try. Get a pass. Go give it a try. You're going to love the Bay Club. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
Today is the 122nd running of the Boston Marathon. And we, from a reporter on the scene, we have that it might be the most miserable weather they've ever had in the history
Wonderful.
Of the Boston Marathon with sub-40 temperatures, rain,
God.
Wind.
Oh, God.
It's miserable.
Oh, it makes me... You know what? That's why I don't run.
Is that why?
Yes.
Really?
So I don't find myself in miserable situations.
Cold, wet, and windy as they kick off the 122nd running of the world's oldest and most prestigious annual marathon. I know the missus ran it, and it's a whole thing just to get to the start.
Right.
And we don't think about it much, but they have to try and stay warm. And usually it's a blanket that you discard there at the beginning. You just go, I got to have something.
Right.
and I can't wear all this once I start running. So, and they've done it obviously a bunch of times, so mm-hmm. they must have a whole blanket cleanup.
They must.
And then just a pile at the end.
Those are
going to
be some sodden blankets.
Yeah, this time for sure. Yuck. Anyway, good luck. Have a nice run, everyone.
Have a great run, everybody. I hope it goes well for you.
Yikes.
Oh, I didn't realize this. There's a maximum time allowed to complete the 26.2-mile course.
Oh, what is it?
It is 5 hours and 25 minutes.
I believe they put that in place because I had been telling my theory on the marathons, which is these people who walk them, it's just not right. And I was telling you, actually, it got me in trouble. I'm not going to tell you the story.
Okay.
Move the finish line at the people walking. I mean, it's just
at 5:25. They should just start walking.
It's too long. You can't walk a marathon.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm surprised that there are people who walk marathons because I thought most of the big marathons you have to qualify
you
for.
Like, do.
You have to be a runner and you have to have completed certain ones in certain times.
Right. In fact, they even have marathons that lend to easy qualifications. So, for example, they'll try to find a flat one. Like, I think Sacramento's one of the ones where people go and try and
do that one
in order to get into Boston. Time, you got to get the right time. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But still, the races where these people find themselves walking, I don't know what kind of exemption they got. Run a 5K.
Yeah.
And then you can run the whole thing. What is this merit? Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm not the people working the event, so.
Sure. We're not in charge of that. Thank God.
Take
hate being in charge of stuff. I'm always like, who wants to be in charge of this? Someone besides me, please.
I'm watching it live. It looks so cold and miserable. Oh,
what is it,
man.
Like 9:30 there right now?
Look at everybody. Yeah. Covered.
Yeah, that doesn't. That seems like
those
the least fun
kill
thing.
You when you're running, right, Ben?
Oh, the wind is the worst thing. It's loud in your ears, too. You can't. It's awful. So this story I wanted to do real quick. Indulge me for a second just because it's so gnarly.
Okay.
I always watch the Pro Surf Tour on my computer as it travels around the world. And right now, the pro surfers are in Australia. In fact, this contest that they're currently running is in Western Australia. And it's actually brought to you by the Western Australian Tourist Board. Okay, so...
Okay.
Right. So the women... pros are in the water and they're surfing. It's a contest. It's on. The heats are happening and they're getting full coverage. And word comes out that there was a shark attack about 10 miles down the beach and they pull everyone from the water immediately, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
They don't want no trouble. So they call it a shark incident and they stop the contest. And of course, the Western Australian Tourist Board's like, great. We paid for this thing.
And now there's a shark attack.
And there's a shark attack. So they clear the water, and they're not really telling anybody what's happened. It's now out that the guy was attacked. His legs were severely...
Oh, no. Oh.
That he had to have tourniquets applied, and they had to get him to help. And it looks like he's going to be okay, whether he surfs again or not.
Hard to go back in the water after
I would
a
think.
Shark nibbles on your legs.
I don't know that I would jump back in. Anyway... So, of course, they clear the ocean for miles, right? Because a shark has just attacked someone. And a guy jumps back in because now he's got the beach all to himself.
Oh.
And so, then he's attacked.
Oh.
Unbelievable. He's okay, actually, and got really lucky. In fact, he says, I was having a ball in the water prior to a shark attacking me. With all the other surfers having cleared out, I had the place to myself. But then he saw a shark heading straight for him. Luckily for him, it bit his board and not his leg, and he was able to make it to shore safely.
That's the thing about being the only person in the water. It ups your chances.
Oh, my God, yes.
You're all alone. You're the only seal out there.
Yeesh. And there's that, I'm sure, feeling from a lot of people who are like, the guy who went in after that deserved it. I mean, come on. There's blood in the water, dude.
Blood in the water.
Right. Thank you.
Murky with blood.
As you know, it was a big weekend for concert goers as Coachella is on. And I don't know if you have any reports, but I just thought I'd give you the latest hair trend from Coachella.
I'd love to hear the latest hair trend.
All the party people are doing it, Sarah.
What is the
I'm
trend, Vinny?
I'm going to hand you the picture. It's these Princess Leia muffs on the top of your head here.
So you braid your hair and twist it into a circle?
And then you run glitter down the part in the middle.
That's awful.
Will you wear
that? No, I will not.
Hold on.
I won't.
To our next event.
I know. I'm not doing that.
Our next live podcast.
Nope. That is obnoxious.
I think it's fine. I have no problem with that.
I'm not a glitter guy. I have it everywhere in my house because I have a kid. I don't like it.
It's not the glitter that bothers me. It's the dumb. I mean, you look like sort of a flat-headed Mickey Mouse. I don't like it.
Maybe put some more in front.
Yeah.
Make it a little more uniform. But are they painting it on? Or
it looks
like
she's.
Strip?
Yeah, it looks like she's.
They're sticking glitter to their head.
Yeah. You know, it's a big concert.
Sure.
Why not?
All right. Fun. See, Yuzi's a gamer.
Yeah. Well, she's always been way more up for stuff than I am.
And Coachella's 2 weeks long, right?
Two weekends.
Yes. So you're going to have that glitter in your hair for a while. So let's
both weekends.
Yeah. I'm sure the party people are having a great time.
Oh, I'm sure they are. What a ball.
So here's the latest in marriage stuff. I guess is what you'd call this.
All right.
Honeymoons. Did you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, yours was Jamaica, right? Mm-hmm. That's where you got in trouble and almost broke up.
We didn't almost break up, but we did get into our first fight there.
First doozy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, weren't you trying to get with like one
I
of
the guys on
the boat? I
wasn't trying to get with anyone.
Edward.
Dancing all slutty, all drunk.
Oh my God. You with the have guy. A way of taking a story and turning it upside down.
What happened?
We went on one of those catamaran things that the what were we at? Like one of those all-inclusive resorts.
Booze cruise thing, though, right?
Yeah, so they take you out on this thing, and you know, you look in the water, you do a little snorkeling. And then as you're coming back in, they want it to seem like it's a big party boat, so they crank up the music, everybody's got a drink, and the guys, the crew, pulls everybody up onto their feet, so everyone's dancing as they come back in.
Oh, yeah, Sarah.
So this guy pulls me up. He's all Irie, man. Mon. And so we're dancing. And John got
handsome
super...
guy?
Just a dude. I don't even remember
handsome
what he looked like.
Handsome guy you don't remember. Did he... Black guy?
Yeah.
Did he have dreadlocks?
No. I think he had short hair.
Short hair. Handsome?
I don't remember.
Big belly?
I'm sure,
thin?
No, good looking guy, I'm sure. I'm sure he was, you know, a real threat to John's manliness.
Right.
So we're wasted, and I'm like, all right. So I'm dancing with the guy or whatever. We get off the boat, and the S... begins. He's like, oh, what are you doing dancing with that guy? Turn into a chicken. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. That he pulled me up. I had nothing to do with that. I was just sitting there drinking beers on the stupid booze cruise. It was stupid. We got in a huge fight and some water was thrown and some slapping happened.
You threw water in him?
No, so then I'm bitching at him. Oh, no. I think first then, like, I smacked him and he smacked me back and I was super pissed. Like, I can't believe you hit me. I know, we were wasted.
Yikes.
And then I got in the shower and I'm a chicken now. He takes the ice bucket for our champagne. It's like icy water. He just tosses it over the top of the thing.
Oh,
I'm like,
good.
Oh, my God. And then we're all pissed off. And then the next day we wake up, we're
up.
Like, oh, my God.
Did you sleep in the same bed that night after having fought like that?
I truly do not remember. It
really?
Was 25 years ago.
Huh.
I don't remember.
All right.
Probably.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, my story about the latest in honeymoons. So, apparently people are now, rather than going on a honeymoon after their wedding and spending a week or 2 weeks or whatever you can afford at one spot, the new trend is many moons. As in, you take a bunch of shorter trips together instead of one long trip to celebrate your wedding.
Oh, how fun for you.
So it's the party that just keeps coming.
Sure.
Everybody.
The many moons. That's adorable.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it because why? It's all these traditional things that people have decided, well, if we just rename it, we can change it any way we want, right? So the baby moon.
Yeah, that's dumb.
What is that?
Well, I like the thought behind the baby moon, especially for a first baby, because your life is about to change in ways that you can't really grasp. So it is nice to have solid couple time, go do something you've
but
been wanting to do.
But you're already pregnant.
I know.
You should have done the baby moon as a lead up to the pregnancy right. or as a way to get
I
pregnant.
I agree. I just don't. I think that I like a baby moon. I think it's all right. And I don't mind the mini moon either. Sometimes, you know, a few trips, like even, you know, more like day trips instead of spending thousands of dollars that you already don't have because you just had a wedding. Like, I'm fine with that.
People like the idea of traveling.
People should do whatever they want.
Right.
Lots of different places. Well, listen, these trends come my way when it's time for me to go do stuff.
This is where it's coming from.
We need to nip this in the bud early on.
What are you guys thinking for your honeymoon?
We're not thinking. We're
really?
Pregnant. We're having a kid.
But you must be thinking down the line, you know, you're engaged
now.
No,
we're fully pregnant. Mm. Like, I swear to you, last night she got in bed, I want to say it was 11, and there was 10 minutes of getting settled.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, God. Oh, what? Poor girl.
Yes, poor girl.
She woke me wide awake.
Carrying your child. Go sleep in the other room, you big baby.
I'm going to tonight because I didn't sleep because there's the
earth. You weren't going to sleep anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, Sunday
night.
I was wide awake before she got there, but.
But it's nice to have someone to blame.
Yeah. Then it stops. Nope. Oh, boy. That's why the baby moon doesn't make sense to me either. Traveling when you're pregnant is bogus.
And I also feel like the baby moon, well, it's nice to get away, I suppose. You're uncomfortable. You just want your comfortable place. And you can't drink.
Right.
You know, there's no party time excellent. It's just you and your fat wife that you're with. Or whoever.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Sarah,
I did not say that.
Well, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying it's, you know, two people who are semi-miserable and heavy with child in a beautiful place that they can't fully enjoy. Like, you didn't get to go surfing. You didn't,
oh, God, no. You know, I sat there and watched people
right.
do it.
Oh, that had to hurt.
Well, and then I played around in the water at the water's edge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is where I want to be.
Many moons, everyone. It's probably going to come up if you're, you know, as we head into wedding season, you might find yourself doing a wedding moon.
You know what I've noticed is a trend lately. Instead of doing a gift registry, they do an experience registry where basically you're kicking down money for to give them experiences. And I always think to myself, they're not doing that. They're not going to do that.
They're going to keep the money?
They're just, and that's fine. You know, at least they made it seem like I was paying $50 toward their rental car. You know.
But then I'd be afraid, like, oh, I paid some money for your helicopter ride around the island. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. You want to see a picture from that.
You just lie. You say, oh, my God, it was amazing.
And then I
dropped
my
postcard.
Phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot my phone that
camera,
day.
Camera. Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yeah, that's bogus. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Really?
It's just fun to picture them, like, doing all the stuff. And,
why don't they go do it then, though?
It's for their honeymoon. You're, like, paying for things on
their
honeymoon.
I understand, but then you're saying they don't do it.
Maybe some people do. But to me, I'm like, they're trying to recoup their losses off this wedding. Like, weddings are expensive. And so if every guest gives a couple hundred bucks.
Many moons, everyone.
Yes.
Have a good one. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I really don't want the many moon.
You're going to have that, though.
I don't.
It's a new thing. Your girl's very trendy.
Get home and throw my bag in the corner and be done with it for a while. 708 says, Arlie Ermey had a show called Mail Call. That's the guy, the drill sergeant. I knew he had a TV show.
Yeah, they didn't list it. I don't know that one.
A bunch of people wrote that in, so I'd never.
He had a successful acting career.
It was
a
thing.
And he was in his 90s, right?
I think he was.
No.
Oh, no, 72?
Yeah.
I thought Art Bell was
72 years old.
What was his name again?
Arlie Ermey.
Here he is. Let's see.
He was a 90.
Oh, I don't know what he was. Let me look. 74.
Okay.
What is the girl's name that you're talking about? Social media, millions of dollars, Disney girl.
Bella Thorne.
707 asks, Hooman, is there a review for Super Troopers 2 this week?
No, I didn't really see the first one. I don't follow those guys.
And Amy,
Amy Schumer has a film coming out.
All right.
We all follow her. And so
So you're doing the Amy Schumer film?
Yeah.
I feel pretty.
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm excited.
I mean,
right choice. That
I've
was
never
the right
heard
choice.
Either one of you guys mention Super Troopers. Have
well,
you?
Super Troopers, I saw that first one.
It was a TV show, right?
I thought this was...
No, it's a stoner movie.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm not sure what it is.
That's
I thought
not
it was
what
a
I was
dinosaur
thinking
film.
Either.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a stoner
it
movie.
You know what? No one knows.
I remember some clips of it.
We
it's,
don't know
It's
it.
Really funny, actually.
Oh.
You like it.
I loved it, yeah.
But it wasn't a TV show ever.
Maybe it was at one point, but the Super Troopers I know is the one where like he's driving down and they pull him over because they're cops, Super
oh,
Troopers.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, the weed, eat the weed. So he eats all the weed because he's trying to hide it. And then they're like, pull over. And they're messing with him because they're, I don't know, this is a stupid kind of movie. Mm-hmm. And they're like, pull over. And he's already pulled. I'm already pulled over. I can't pull over anymore. He's freaking out. It's a great movie.
Huh.
If oh. I'm right, let me check on that.
So Super Troopers
it could be that.
I don't know it.
Yeah, clearly. I don't either. All right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with our former First Lady's failing health. It's kind of sad. Justin Bieber punched a guy who assaulted a woman. Oh. And I have an update on Will Ferrell. And more after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.